Hey, good morning and good afternoon and good evening, everybody in this beautiful blue planet that we're in. Awesome, awesome. Hey, this is Ash coming at you for today's Aspire Call. And today, another nuts and bolts session. Yes, we're going to do some meat and potatoes today, giving you some tools, some knowledge that will help you excel your business and get to that next level of income. Today, I wanted to talk about one of the biggest challenges that most entrepreneurs have, and that is lack of capital. You know, if you don't have the money to build a business or start a business, it's pretty rough. I mean, you're going to have to really sweat it out trying to build it the affiliate way. So I'm going to give you some tools here on how to acquire capital to build your business. And I want you to take out your notepads and pens and let's get ready to write. And I highly recommend you watch, or not watch, but listen to this video, audio a couple of times, so that way you can really grasp what I'm about to tell you. There's going to be some questions I'm going to be sharing with you and specific key points. So this is going to be very powerful, and I'm telling you, this will increase your odds of getting the capital you need to build this business. So here we go. There's actually about a dozen ways of getting capital. So I'm going to go over some of them right now. First thing is first, obviously, these are some reminders. Some of these things you know already, but you do need to be reminded of. Okay, number one thing is dip into your savings. Okay, we all have some. And if you don't, and here, oh, by the way, here, I want to share this with you. When I talk about dip into savings, this is a very important topic. There's a book called The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason, which was written about 100 years ago. And the principles in that book really apply today. I mean, today we're living at 120% of our income, or as you know, most people, they're maxed out and everything. So I want you to, from today, start budgeting for savings every single income you make, whether you pick up a quarter off the street or whether you get $1 million from a lottery. Budget it, whatever in between, like the job you're in right now, budget living on 90% of your income. And if you can do it at 80% of your income, it's even better. But budget 10% off the top, no matter what income you make, take 5 to 10%, at least 5%. You've got to be crazy not to even take 5% and save it, what I call freedom tax money. It's your money to get free, to build into a business some way, some form. So if you're making $1,000 a week or $500 a week or $10,000 a week, take 5 to 10% of that. And for those of you that are making in excess of what the average income is, and by the way, in the United States, it's about $48,000 right now, the family of four, which really sucks if you think about it. It's not even enough to really live a life on your terms. You're living a life on somebody else's terms. Okay, so take 5 to 10%. What's going to happen? Think about this for a minute. I want you to go back 5 years from today. Now, if you're like just 18 or something and you don't have a job yet or whatever, you didn't have a history of a job, but go back your 5 years of work that you had. 5 to 10 years, actually 10 years, if you can do 10 years. 10 years of work that you had. So let's say on average, you made an average of $40,000 a year in the last 10 years. Average of $40,000. Some of you made a lot more than that. Some of you haven't made that much. But let's say take $40,000 of income. Write it down on a piece of paper. So you wrote that down, whatever that income is, on average you've made in the last 10 years. Average. So if last year you made $100,000 and the year before you made $80,000 and the year before you made maybe $75,000 or so forth, whatever. But take an average income you've made in the last 10 years, whatever it is, gross number, divided by 10, so you know what the average per year is. So let's say it's $40,000 a year. Write it down. So 40 times 10 is what your total gross income is in the last 10 years. So how much is that? That's $400,000 in this example. So write down $400,000. Now, think about it. $400,000 have gone through your fingers in the last 10 years. Shame on you if you can't save 10% of that. You're going to say to me, hey, Ash, you know what? The expenses are so much. How can I do this? I got rent. I got this. I understand. There's a word called discipline. Discipline is cheaper than regret. An ounce of discipline is easier to get than a pound of regret. Because regret, when you go back into your life, when you live this life and go back and say, geez, I wish I could have saved only 5%. Well, how much accumulated would I have right now? That's one of the secrets of wealth. And that book, George S. Clason, talks about living on 70% of your income. Now, this was, of course, written back 100 years ago. So back then, they didn't have credit cards. So people didn't really leverage themselves out and be in such a huge debt and mess that they are right now. But even if you can leverage 5 or 10%, put it on to the side. Watch what happens. $400,000 have gone through the business. And if you had saved only 5% or let's say 10% to make it easier, that's $40,000 that should be sitting in your bank account. $40,000. That's enough to start a real business. I mean, everything, well, this is a real business too, but a business where you can leverage a $40,000 down payment on a store or what have you and build a huge company that way, right? So think about it. Where did that money go? The problem is you're not controlling your cash flow. So every income you make from now on, take 10%, move it off to the side, act as if you've never seen it. No matter what you're doing, because what's going to happen is 10 months from now or 10 years from now, you're going to see that money blossom. And when that does, money attracts money. Think about it. Money attracts money. So when you see that bank account starting to go up and move it into a separate account, freedom tax account, whatever you want to call it. And what's going to happen is every month you see a little by little, it just starts building up. And what's going to happen is going to build your attitude. It's going to give you more peace of mind, even if it's a little bit of money. And the habit of saving is one of the key traits in the book called Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. If you haven't read it, highly recommend you read that. Law of Success, and he talks about the habit of saving. Start saving even if it's 5%. So I hope I hit that point hard enough. Okay, so that's one way where you can get the money. If you have been doing this already, have a habit of saving in the past, that's one way to get the capital to build your business. Second way is to sell some assets. You can raise money by selling assets. You can sell your boat, your car, your motorhome, or some piece of furniture. Look in your garage. What do you have there? I had a person sell their motorcycle for $4,000 and was able to have enough money to start a real business here. You can sell everything or anything is negotiable. You can cash in even your life insurance to build the business. So look at it this way. You can also increase your deductible on your insurance, whether it's your home or your car, whatever insurance you're in. And call your insurance company and say, I want to increase my deductible. What's going to happen is your premium is going to go down, and that's more cash flow for you. So think of ways where you can control cash, find the money from the money that's already flowing through your hands. There's some ways right there. Use your credit card. And I'm going to get into a script. Oh, this is very powerful. I'm going to go into a script right now that's going to show you how to get not only your credit card, new credit cards, but also how to get higher limits on your card. So here's how it goes, okay? So let's say you already have a credit card, okay? Then I'm going to give you some avenues. By the way, there's a companies all over the internet that can lend you money. It's creditcards.com, creditcards.com. Go to creditkarma.com, credit then with a karma with a K, .com. Go to capitalone.com. These are all good sources of finding good credit cards. And some even point out to that if you have bad credit, they'll still lend you, they'll still give you a credit card. So you got to be hunting for it. So there you go. Now, you call up your own credit card company. Suppose you have a limit of $1,000. You need, let's say, $2,000, or you need about $5,000, whatever the amount is. Of course, they're not going to give you 10 times as much. But let's say you want to double your credit. So you call them up, say, hi, I'm calling about some adjustments in my account. So first of all, you ask them, what is my credit card limit? Whatever they tell you. And if you already know it, that's good. But it's always good to ask them because they might even tell you it's higher than what you think it is. And if it's higher, then you say, oh, that's great. So now you know what it is. So they say it's $2,000, $1,000. Say, good. You say, I'm working on getting a loan to help improve my house, let's say. Okay, you might want to use some of this money to maybe put new carpeting in or put a new paint job, whatever it is. So it's maybe a home equity loan you want to get or just raise your credit limit so you can do some fixing up in your house. I'm looking to get some more credit because I'm going to be spending some significant amount of money in improving my home. And you may want to do that, some of that. Because when you say that you want to get a business loan, then they're going to start asking you for profit loss statements, and you know how that is. It's going to be very difficult. But this is one technique that will help you get some capital. And say, I'd like to get a higher credit limit. I'd like to get at least $2,000 instead of $1,000, if not $3,000. So you ask for two numbers when you always negotiate with two numbers because they'll usually give you the lower one. Say, if I can get a credit for $2,000 or even $3,000, would be really nice. Can you see if you can work with me on this? I've been a loyal customer of yours for 5 years. You got to do a little bit of selling here. You got to tell them how many years or how many months you've been working with them. And I've always liked working with you guys. So is there any way you could work that out? Talk to them. They'll put you on hold, ask you a few questions, whatever it may be. They'll come back to you. And if you have positive expectation in your mind, I want you to be thinking that you will get a higher credit limit. This is one of the things about is that the ether, what I call, that's another thing you got to be learning is a mindset, is you expect them to come back with a positive response. So in your mind, while they put you on hold, you're thinking in your mind that, yes, I'm going to get a hard climate. You actually talk to yourself, even, if you have to. Make sure you hit mute so they don't hear you. So expect that they will give you a credit limit. They come back to you saying, then you can negotiate. They say, well, right now, you say, well, you know what? I always get these offers in my mail. And all these other companies are offering me these other credit cards, so do you want me to go there, or can you give me a higher credit limit? You see, leverage right there. You've got to have leverage. So when they come back to you saying, well, I'm sorry, you say, no problem. You act as if you didn't lose. They're the one who's losing because they want to lend money. That's how they make money. So you think, okay, no problem. That's not an issue. I know I'm getting tons of offers in my junk mail that, I'm getting Citibank, all these companies sending me cards. I was going to apply there, but it would be easier if you gave it to me. But either way, I know I can find the money, but I just thought I'd give you the business if you can help me get a higher credit limit. Watch what happens. They might put you on hold again and say, okay, let me see what I could work out. They go back to their manager or whoever, and they come back to you. You'd be surprised how often you can get a higher credit card. I'm saying this from experience, because I did this with my Discover card last year. They gave me a 40% increase. No joke. Okay? Do that. So that's the other thing. Now, here's the other way to control your money more, is look at your interest rate on your credit card. Okay? What interest rate are you currently paying? Ask them. Call them up and ask them. They'll tell you what it is. You say, I'd like to get that interest rate lowered immediately. Act as if you mean it. Say, I'd like to get that interest rate lowered immediately because I don't want to use other credit cards which have lower interest rates. And you do. You get offers in the mail. How many times do you get offers in the mail that's saying, oh, 0% interest for the next 6 months? Say, I'd like to get a lower interest immediately. And they'll say, well, I don't know what you mean. Let's say they say, we can't say. Then this is how you answer. Say, well, I'm confused. Because I often receive offers in the mail where other interest rates are much even lower than mine. You know, I'm aware of some of those, and I'm probably going to go there, but I thought I'd call you first since you have and I have a good relationship working with you for so many years. Watch what happens. It's all about leverage and negotiations. I'm telling you, you can find money. So when you lower the interest rate, guess what happens? You have more money to spend on a business. Okay? Eliminating fees is another one. Here's another script how it goes. So you call them up. You want to eliminate your fees. Let's say some credit cards companies charge you $100 a month or $100 a year, whatever it is, or they're for payment that's not done on time, they charge you $35. Here's how you eliminate these. I'm calling to find out how I can eliminate my annual fees. Because right now I'm paying about $100 a year. What can you do to help me eliminate? Because I've been with you for so many years. So what are the benefits for them? That you stay on and using their card. You say, if you keep these fees up, I'm going to be using my other card then. Negotiate, and you can eliminate your fees. So those are some of the ways for you to find the money I just given you. All right? Here's another way to find money. Borrow against collateral from whoever you can, from the banks even. Borrow against collateral. You know, you can even bootstrap your way to success. Control your cost. Look at things that you don't need. Look at cable that you may be spending $100 a month on. Even though that may not be much, but that's one. But look at it this way. Since you decided to build a business, you're going to be spending an hour a night. That's 1 hour of not watching television, which is good news because now you're going to build a business and you can make enough money and one day maybe even buy the whole radio station. Who knows? So control your cost. Most people don't look at this. They always look at finding new money that they don't have right now, which is good, but there's money inside your home. There's money inside your check that you're already getting from your boss. Here's another good one. This is the one I started with. I asked my boss, I said, hey, can I get a cash advance of $2,000? 0% interest. Hello. Yes, that's right. Zero. So I got a $2,000 loan for my work because I've been with them for so many years. You can use that to build your business. There's all kinds of creative ways to find money. You can't just say, look in the bank account and say, oh, geez, I only got $50 in my bank account. I don't got any money. Okay, bye-bye. That's a sign of losing. That's a sign of giving up too fast. We live in an economy that has trillions of dollars going around this planet. We're looking for, what, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to start a six-figure business? Shame on you if you can't find that in the next couple of weeks. It's very, very doable. Okay, so hope that helps. Let's go apply this, and I will see you at the top. Have a great day. Bye.